You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Nathaniel Burke with us today. He has a health and fitness background, and he was a rehab specialist for 8 years before he got very interested in something that's very special to his life now, and he created a hemp program. So welcome, Nathaniel.
Hey, Kathy.
Do you like Nathan better than Nathaniel? That's a big name.
Yeah, no, typically people go and say Nathaniel.
Okay. Yeah. How did you get interested in hemp, and what is it anyway?
Yeah, no, you know, that's a great question. It's always been something that I've really looked into a lot, especially the past 3 or 4 years before I started with the company I'm with now. And, being in the health and fitness industry, you can see there's a lot of gaps. A lot of gaps in that a lot of people are really leaning on the pharmaceutical companies and medical system in times that they might not necessarily need to. Mm-hmm. So about 3 years, or 2 or 3 years before I started with the MPO and Hemp for Pause, I was doing research into hemp and started noticing again and reading all these different benefits and hearing lots on the news of all these different testimonials. So it really caught my attention, and I'm one to ask a lot of questions and dig and really find out what's going on. So I was really curious to see the benefits of hemp, and not just medically, but you know, for general health and even for our planet, which is really fascinating.
So what are some of the things you came across for as far as for our health?
Oh man, that's a great question. So there's a lot of really good benefits for health. So a few things being hemp is high in omega-3s. Omega-3s are great for inflammation. They're also good for hormone production. Vitamin E as well, so that's good for your skin. You're going to see there's some other compounds in different, depending on where you're getting your hemp, but there's things like CBD you can find in them. In the other side of the hemp family, you'll have is marijuana plant, and you're going to see things like THC and a lot of other stuff. And there's more research coming out every day showing different benefits, which is of all of them, which is really cool and interesting to see. So, among that, too, you know, hemp has lots of protein. You know, hemp seeds have lots of protein, lots of fiber, a lot of really good minerals. So, yeah, quite a...
So it's a good nutritional food for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, on that, too, I mean, when you look at research and how it's grown, I mean, especially a lot of it, thankfully, is grown in Canada. You know, some of these places, they can grow 2 to 3 crops a year.
Really?
On much less water than they would other crops, which is really fascinating. Not only that, they do, because you can grow so many crops, you're able to actually pull quite a bit of carbon dioxide out of the air, which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, the roots actually help prepare the soil. So, you know, you have some of these fields, these big empty fields with no purpose anymore, that have kind of, let's say, depleted, because you've probably heard about that lots with soil depletion. Well,
right.
Here comes this plant that's can actually help repair some of the soil and help balance things and make farming viable again in the area. So,
wow.
Really,
do they do crop rotation, like leaving crops go fallow too when you're pumping out 3 a year, or is it just keeping the soil getting more nutritious all the time?
Yeah, that's a great question. To be honest, I'm not a farmer of it.
You're not a farmer.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just from when you look at how often they're growing it. So one, that's really interesting. Two, it actually likes acidic soil from what I'm reading. So most, let's say if you're growing like fruits and all that kind of stuff, they don't want the soil being that acidic.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a plant that actually does well in acidic soil, so that really helps. Not only that, like I said, the water, and then the fact that you can, it's absorbing more carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, every part of the hemp plant can be used for something, which is really, really fascinating. So you look at, you know, hemp fibers, for example, you can use them for paper, you're using them for clothing now. I have some clothing and collars and stuff you can get from them. So really quite a range of products, which is, it's just so cool because, again, we're wanting, you know, as a society, we're trying to move away from plastics, trying to move away from things that are damaging our environment. And, you know, whatever side of the fence you're on, you can see that we are producing more garbage. So if we can have ways to minimize that, and that can actually help our planet, then I think we should be moving more towards that.
Mm-hmm. Everything we can have out of hemp is great. Wasn't it in the 1800s they made all the heavy ropes out of hemp before it had any kind of, ooh, that's pot, you know, illegal kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually have a couple little interesting facts here on it, the history of hemp. So in 1776, the U.S. Declaration of Independence was drafted on hemp paper. In the 1800s, Upper Canada's lieutenant governor actually distributed hemp seeds for all of Canada, which is really cool. Abraham Lincoln used hemp oil to fuel his household lamps in the 1840s. So it's been used for quite a long time. And, you know, really, again, for obvious reasons, or at least for obvious to us now, it made sense. But even in, as early as 1828, the Canadian House of Commons encouraged Canadian farmers to grow hemp. So, again, part of our history, but then here comes in the 70s, or sorry, in the 40s, and then it's more lost place in the 70s, actually started pulling back away from hemp, which to me is doesn't make sense, but I guess that is part of our history now. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's when you started to see more of a, misinformation, a lot more information
right.
out there. You started to see other companies, other competitor companies that didn't like that this product could do so much.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that these companies stepping in and, you know, trying to put laws in place to ban hemp. And unfortunately, that did actually happen for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Now hemp is very safe, very, very healthy, very nutritious. There's such a wide variety of things we can do with it. What's the difference between hemp and marijuana?
It's a great question. You know, if you'd go back, let's say, 1,000 years ago, they're probably very, very similar. Kind of, you know, like a, you know, like say, different breeds of apples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially, they're very, very similar. But what happened over years, they started realizing, like, these are actually, you know, they started breeding them to be separate. And now they're actually very different. I mean, yes, they have, you know, the leaves, obviously, people know, recognize a leaf. Yeah, they all look very similar. But they're night and day now in terms of the benefits and what they're being grown for. So, yeah, marijuana you have for almost strictly used for THC products. I don't know anybody else that grows I've never heard of any licensed producers growing marijuana for producing anything else other than THC products. So,
right.
you know, which is can be used for recreational, and there's some research showing that it can help for certain medical conditions, but, you know, don't quote me on that specifically. But then now you have hemp, which has been bred for a lot of industrial purposes, which is really cool. So, as we talked about, food, they use fibers. They can use the leaves to make papers, clothing, all that kind of stuff. They're actually even making hempcrete now out of it. So very different plant. And then that plant also, in the hemp plant, you can get products such as CBD, which is really interesting and has a lot of benefits as well. So, you know, quite different now. But if you look at the plant, they might look the same, but very, you know, opposite sides of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Nathaniel, what are your goals in working with hemp products? What do you like to see happen?
Oh, no, that's a really good question. The biggest thing for me is education.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm just so passionate about it. As you can tell, I'm probably getting a little excited.
Breathe.
It's just so cool that, you know, that here's this whole world that's been there for years, you know, almost a century now, longer. And it's just now becoming mainstream. It's just now people are actually talking about it and recognizing, hey, there's a difference. So for us, it's education is the big one. And so we want to let people know that, hey, here's something that can help and has a lot of a range of benefits for so many reasons that we should be aware of and we should be using more of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first one. And then so education and then having a natural, people looking to Earth first, you know, and for, you know, let's say things just like general health, fiber, you know, omega-3s, all that kind of stuff, and doing their own research before, let's say, running to the doctor for things that maybe they don't need to right away. There's always mm-hmm. definitely a time and place for doctors and surgeons mm-hmm. and, you know, all those professionals. I've worked with them in the past, but, you know, from talking to them myself and with having my background, there's quite a few that, yeah, they get people that they want the magic pill, right? They want to just take one thing and then be good.
Mm-hmm. Life doesn't work that way, though.
No. It takes work, and that's something I'm realizing, is that if you want to be successful in anything, is you got to invest. You got to invest time and money. You got to put effort into it, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of it too, is that I want, you know, letting people know, like, don't just take my, you know, we're talking about hemp, which is great. My hope is that people go home and research themselves and dig into themselves. Don't just take my word for it, right? I'm just one person.
Yeah, but Nathaniel, you've researched it. So can you let our listeners know, you know, with all the advertising and marketing and that, where do you go for the science?
Oh, that's such a good question. So, sorry, you said the science in terms of, like, where can you find the good information?
Well, yeah, like when you're seeking to understand how hemp works, what it'll do for you, where should you look to have really good, clean science?
That's a great question. So, you know, I always kind of look at it, start wide and then narrow down.
Okay.
So let's say if you're going to do something as simple as, you know, benefits of hemp, and you're going to Google it, and then what's going to come up? You're going to see some blogs, which is not bad. Don't take it for, you know, that word is law, but you're going to start, that's typically what I do, is I start there, and then see if these people are citing actual studies,
mm-hmm.
first of all, because that's what people are going to jump to right away. Unfortunately, they're going to jump to the first thing on their Google page, and that's what I read, so that's it, no matter what, when in reality, that's not true. So you have to look for actual scientific studies, which, to be honest, are boring.
Well, yeah, it's nice to see them there, and then, yeah.
So that's why these people have that's why blogs do so well, and people will, because they'll take the information and try to regurgitate it in something that's palatable and easy to use. But that's why I say start, you know, you can start there to get an idea, mm-hmm. and then dig and see if they're referencing and citing studies, and then find studies. There's certain sites you can pull up that'll have, you know, actual cited studies that you can go and read the actual study, not just the abstract, but read all the details and see what happened and, you know, go from there. But again, it takes time. It's, you know, it's not reading a highlight, you know, reading a title and now I know. It takes time. It takes hours. I used to do a research project every day. Just, you know, it wouldn't be long, maybe 10, 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but then just to dive further and further into that topic, just so you can get a real understanding of what it is.
Mm-hmm. How do you see the process of growing hemp evolving in Canada right now? Is it growing at quite a speed?
Oh, that's a good question. So, yeah, you know what? We're seeing more of it, which is great. You know, I know people from, you know, from Nova Scotia to, like, Manitoba. You know, all across the prairies, we're seeing that, which is awesome. So that's really definitely helpful, because now, again, there's more popularity there. I think as certain laws, because every law, you know, every province has a little bit different laws and what can be grown and what, you know, this and that and the details of it. But I think as those start to loosen up and as society, you know, pushes our government officials and, you know, your MPs and all those powers that be to, hey, we want viable options. We want options that can, you know, that are better for the environment. Just kind of like how we did with, you know, the plastics. We started banning certain plastics.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Because the people, you know, we started to say, hey, this is what we want. So I think if we keep pushing that, you're going to see that evolve even more. So in the last 5 years, yeah, it's grown quite a bit. A lot of different growers popping up, from organic to non-organic, to people that are doing it for a multitude of reasons,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it's just so cool to see. And, you know, even in just conversations with people from all over Canada, yeah, you can hear people talking about it more and they're asking more questions. So it is growing. And it's exciting to see. So being a part of that's really cool because it's such a new industry.
And that's great. And yeah, first do no harm, eh? It's good stuff. Nathaniel, we're going to go to a quick break and then we're going to come back and learn more about the endocannabinoid system. So we'll be right back.